Reminder, tomorrow, Tom and I, Michelle obviously not here today. She has eloped and she is on her honeymoon right now. She will not be with us tomorrow, but tomorrow we will be broadcasting from the IHOP on Southwest Loop 820, just past the Hewlin Mall there in Fort Worth. We're going to be helping raise money for Cook Children's Hospital. All you have to do to help raise money is come and eat pancakes. That's all you got to do.
Can do that.
Anybody can do that. Come out and have breakfast with us. Be part of the show. Have some fun with us. We don't get to do a lot of shows on the road like this very often, so we're very excited to do this. And a portion of the big stack of pancakes all this week, all next week, starting on Friday, will go to Cook Children's Hospital. So come out and join us once again. We're going to be at the IHOP at Southwest Loop 820, just past Hewlin Mall, just west of there. Come out and join us tomorrow morning as we do our show. Meet Tom. If you haven't met Tom yet, our producer here is...
That's a very small copy point. We don't need to really hit that.
We're doing this so you can meet Tom.
And tell him how disappointed you are Michelle's not there.
She'll be back next week. We've been talking about Thomas Rhett's mom. She's on this podcast, and it's a new podcast out of Nashville, and they're featuring different moms of country music stars, and she was actually on the very first episode, and I think I was channeling Thomas Rhett's mom this weekend because she told a story on the podcast about how when he was in the first grade, he had a bit of a tantrum and he was a sore loser at that age and how she dealt with it.
It was horrible with playing games. If he didn't win, he would pitch a fit, throw himself in the floor, that sort of thing. But I remember bowling one time. He was probably in first grade and he didn't win because we didn't really like to let him win.
Okay.
Teach him lessons. And I remember just stepping over him because he was pitching such a fit in the floor.
At the bowling
alley? And that's
alley?
How I handled that. Yeah. I stepped over him and was like, bye-bye.
And I was kind of channeling that because we had our grandkids over this weekend. My daughter and son-in-law were out of town for a wedding. So we got to, you know, take care of them. And, you know, my granddaughter's 4 years old.
And, hi, Dada.
And sometimes, you know, a four-year-old will have a bit of a tantrum. And I mentioned this earlier this week, how it was all over a balloon, an incident with a balloon. She really wanted a balloon. And it is so endearing. She loves balloons. But whenever she sees one, like at the store, she's got to have one, okay? And something just in the middle of the day, like, hey, I want a balloon right now. And like, well, we're at home right now. We've got things going on. We can't really get a balloon. And there was kind of a tantrum about the balloon. And I did the same thing. I just kind of ignored the tantrum. That's kind of my style right there.
Did you step over her?
I didn't step over her. Yeah,
that's a very pro sports NBA NFL move.
Just to step right over them.
Yeah.
No, I decided, let's just wait it out and everything. And it kind of went for a while, but finally did wait it out and got over the balloon and everything. And I said, we can't really go. It's only a dollar at the dollar store.
Right.
But still, you know, I don't want her to think you can get anything you wanted at any time.
You know, I would think that, you know what? I would say, hey, you know what? You guys should have balloons on hand.
Ooh,
like, but you don't want to spoil them.
Yes.
You don't want them to think, okay, every time I ask for something, I'm going to get it just like that.
Exactly. So on Monday, after we took her to preschool, we did go and get her a balloon at the dollar store. So when her parents came to pick her up, which was like later that day, I saw her go out to the car with her balloon and get in the car. She's getting in the child seat and the balloon is in the car with her, but the door is open. And I kind of turned back toward the car and I see slowly.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I think I know what's going to happen.
Yes. Slowly floating above the car.
Oh, no.
There is the balloon. Yes.
Oh, no.
And it's almost like it's in slow motion as it's rising above our home. There goes the balloon. Yeah, the balloon is floating away and everything. And I'm thinking she obviously doesn't notice this. And it's too high already for me to run to the other side of the car. There's no way I could have, even if I would have climbed on the roof of the car, which I would have done.
Because
I knew it was coming. I couldn't have got to the balloon. And all of a sudden, there it is. She figures out that the balloon is gone and just, as any child would, just loses it. And that just broke my heart because we went through all this lesson, then got the balloon, the joy of the balloon, and then it lasts a day before it floated away.
I do remember as a kid like one of the first times I ever had a balloon, lost grasp of the string, and it floated away, and it was like a death in the family.
Yes.
I could not believe I had lost this balloon, and I couldn't get it back.
I know. And it's just no getting it back and stuff. And I tried to like make amends, like, well, let's at least watch the balloon and say goodbye to the balloon as it goes off to balloon heaven.
Good move. Good
that
move.
That did not work. That was just ridiculous in her mind. So, anyway, Thomas Rhett's mom, I was channeling you.
So then you stepped over her.
Yeah, then I just stepped right over her like Thomas Rhett's mom did.
There you go.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.